Hey, thank you, Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bill, this is Gail. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you and Hawk were chatting about the first page listing that we were filling out today on Google. So you made a great fit for the listings we sent you over so I could kind of fill you in on the details, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough, Bill?
Sounds good.
Okay, super. So I was just looking here to see what you had so far for online presence. Kind of doing a little catch-up here. Let's see. I'm having a hard time finding much on you. Let me see. Now, do you have a website up and running yet?
I do.
You do. What's that website address, if you don't mind?
Octopools. O-C-T-O-T-O-O-L-S.
I love that. That's awesome. It's thinking. There we go. Oh, no, that's O-C-T-O pools, right?
Yep.
That's weird. And is it .com or .net?
.com.
Huh. I'm doing Octopools, OctoPools.com. And it says that the domain name is for sale. Thinking that must not be yours.
Yeah, so I noticed that too. Try Texas Octopools.
Ah, okay. And spelled out?
Yeah, Texas spelled out.
Okay. There we go. Wow, nice looking site. Who put that together for you?
A friend of mine, Evan Fraser.
Wow, he did a really nice job. It looks great.
I'll make sure and tell him, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So one of the first things that we'll do is we'll close off the area for your category. So what that'll mean for you is in that 50-mile radius around your home base, that's the area we close, we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors into that map section. So
I want to go a little wider if I can. If you can.
Okay.
I don't know. Give me like at least 100 from Austin.
Gotcha. Let me take a look at something. There's another program by Google that might actually serve you better, but I've got to see if it's available there. It's called Google Guaranteed. Now, it's not available in every area or for every service category, and that's what I was just checking to see. That's actually something that we could get you out far and wide for. Let's see what it's got for pool. Pool contractor. Wow. Okay. I almost didn't expect to see it there. Now, have you used a paid paper lead service at all before, Bill?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, so you haven't used Angie's Leads or Home Advisor?
No.
Okay, all right. So Google Guaranteed, it actually is available there. So that's a program. I'll back up. The local map programming, which is what Hawk had called you about initially, only covers usually about a 10-mile radius out, even though we blocked that entire 50-mile radius. So the 50-mile radius is strict Google rules that we have to follow as Google partners, but their search results, typically you'd have to be inside about a 10 to 15-mile radius of home base for that search result to come up accurately. So somebody would have to be sitting within a 10 to 15-mile radius of home base for you to come up in their search. Does that make sense?
And that would be the 50-mile radius?
That's right, exactly. So it only goes so far, and nobody can stretch that distance. So to reach beyond that 10 to 15-mile radius from home base, we have to look at some kind of paid ads, so Google Ads, Facebook Ads, and a newer program, Google Guaranteed. So Google Guaranteed is a lead generation service. And the big benefit of the leads coming through this way is that they're exclusive to you. So that means that the lead is never shared with any other companies. It only goes to you. And if the lead is out of your service area, what's that?
As opposed to the 15, the 10 to 15 mile, I'm going to lose battery, so I got to plug in. But
oh, no problem. Go for it. Please do. I don't want to lose you.
I was going to ask you so let's say the 10 to 15 miles, let's say I want to go with that often.
Yeah.
You say that has a 50 mile radius.
Yep. So that, okay. That's a flat monthly rate. Whoa, you're right there. You're clunking and thumping.
Yeah,
like,
I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I just close the
gate. Oh, gotcha. So we'll talk about both of them separately. I think I'm getting you confused. So there are,
no.
If you look at the first page of Google when you do a search, right across the very top, right underneath the Google logo, is where the Google Guaranteed ads are. They're at the very top, and those are the pay-per-lead system. Right below that, if there's anybody running them in your area, would be the Google ads. They say ad in front of them. I'm sure you've seen those for various products and services, right?
Yep.
Those are the pay-per-click ads. And so on that program, on the pay-per-click, every time someone clicks on your ad, you would get charged whatever that fee is. And those might go out to competitors, might not. And then right below that is the map section. So the map section is what we started talking about originally. And that's where we block off that 50-mile radius. And so what we do is all of the programming that's necessary so that OctoPools comes up in that search result right in the map anytime anybody's searching for your services. So we can take all of the services that you do, use them as keywords, so that you're found for each of those right in the map when they're searching. And that's on a flat monthly rate, and we don't charge for clicks or leads or calls. They're unlimited. And, of course, those aren't shared out with your competitors either. They go straight to you. Is that something that you're interested in, the local map section?
Oh, possibly.
Okay.
Yeah, possibly.
All right.
It depends on the amount, how much it costs.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me know. I was going to look at one more quick thing. I was going to see what else you had out here for online presence. Are you using Facebook at all for business?
No.
Okay. Are you opposed or just haven't gotten around to it yet?
I'm not a big fan, but I'm not too motivated
to
get around to it.
Okay. I hear ya. So is it, I don't know how to ask this other than to say, is it, you just don't like the drama that goes on Facebook, don't want to be a part of it, or is it their politics that you're trying to stay away from?
All the above.
I gotcha. Okay. But if you could take advantage of them to help you grow your business, would you still be opposed or not so much?
I wouldn't be opposed, but I don't want to deal with it.
Okay, no problem. Fair enough.
If I can get work out of it, great, but I don't want really anything to do with it.
And that's actually one of the nice things about a business page on Facebook is you don't have to deal with all the drama. I'm with you. I don't like any of that either. I don't go on social media. My daughter sends me TikToks and Facebook garbage all the time. I don't even look at it. I just don't care. But for business... What's that?
Oh, I had a call coming in. I lost it. Go ahead.
Oh, so that's the nice thing about a business page is you don't have to deal with any of the drama that goes on there. In fact, we would actually write, run, manage, target your ads. So all you'd have to do is collect the incoming calls when they come through, and we handle the rest. So you wouldn't even have to look at it if you didn't want to.
No.
But it's another great resource. Okay. All right. Well, before I dive too deep, because there are so many different options open to you, I mean, there's several different Google programs, plus there's Facebook. What are your growth plans for the coming year, Bill?
oh, I just want to at least get a pool a week. If I could do that,
okay.
I'd be happy. Double
okay.
that would be, like, I'd be swimming in the Caribbean.
Nice. Hey, that would be a good place to be. Okay, so let's talk about the MAP programming, and then we can just kind of build from there. The MAP programming is really the first step. Most of the other Google programs would require you to have that along with a Google business profile anyway. So we'll start there, and then we can just kind of build on it. And I see you've got your GBP up already. That's awesome. That's going to help speed up your timeline quite a bit. So one of the things that we'll do, too, is we'll actually do the programming on your Google business profile so that you are found in the map when people are searching for pool services within your area. So the local map programming, if we do it as a standalone, let me see, how long have you been in business, Bill? I'm looking for a promotional code I can use.
Just under a year. I bought the business at the start of this year.
Well, wow, congratulations.
Thanks.
That's awesome. Did you buy it from somebody you knew, or did you just find it for sale?
It was through a resin rep.
Wow.
Out of Washington, and I gave him some space I wanted to work in, and here I am. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's got a ton of potential. So there's I don't know how many pools are in Texas, but I'm right in the center of Texas, and I'm surrounded by pools. I don't
Perfect.
Think there's a lot of people that do what we do.
No,
if you could narrow it down, so my latest brainstorm would be to target hotels and their hot tubs, because I think it's a niche market. It's really good money for the amount of time that you spend. So you can get in, get out, and make $5,000 a day, whatever.
Nice. But, well, and definitely we can certainly target. So that was all under commercial, and that's just a matter of additional keywords. And we don't limit how many keywords and services you have. So certainly that's a great idea. Wow. I would not have thought of that.
So the hot tubs typically have a lifespan of, well, I should say plaster pools, plaster anything, has a lifespan of about, pardon me, 8 years-ish. If it's
commercial,
especially with the hot tub. So they crank up the heat for the hot tubs, and it's 9 times out of 10, it's all plaster. But that heat and chemicals and high use, that tends to eat away the plaster more so than a regular tub. So.
Oh wow! So then, what?
If I could,
do you repair, or do you have to replace the whole thing?
So our deal is we just resurface. We are a resurfacing company. So if you have a
pool
that looks like crap, you get sandpaper, rashes from jumping in, whatever. We'll come in and we'll shoot it with fiberglass. And then give it a nice smooth finish again, and it looks good, and it lasts twice as long as a plaster. But it is more expensive,
wow.
So I have to have a selling point to make that, just an education thing, right? It's like
you bet, absolutely.
You're going to redo your hot tubs every so often. If you do the fiberglass, it's going to last twice as long.
I would think it would come out cheaper for the owner of the hot tub or the pool rather than repouring, replacing, ripping it all out and redoing it. I mean, I had no idea that's all the longer they lasted. Not a clue. I just assumed a pool was there forever and all you had to do was clean it. You can tell
Yeah.
Wow. You can tell I don't own a pool. I'm in Colorado. I don't have a pool. I should have a pool.
Oh, okay. No, there's a lot of work and a pain in the butt.
Yeah, well, I suppose, but that makes good for you guys. Okay, and yeah, I hear you. Honestly, I think where we're going to do the best for you, a couple different places, the local map, but I think Facebook ads. And the reason I think Facebook is they've made a lot of changes that have made it really business friendly. One of the things that I'm thinking is really going to help you as far as education goes is the retargeted ads. Are you familiar with the term?
Targeted ads? No, ma'am.
So there's targeted, which we can do. We can drill in on area, income range, age range. They may have a category for fur babies. I don't know. But we can really target those ads so that your ads show only in front of your preferred clientele, whatever that demographic looks like, and not in front of the people who are never going to buy from you. So that's one way we stretch your ad dollars. But the other way is the retargeted ads. So a retargeted ad, it's easier to give you an example. About a week ago, I went to my local Fleet Farm for Wranglers, and I'm tall. They didn't have my height. So I had to go online. I went to Wrangler.com, ordered my jeans. Great. They're here. But since then, everywhere I go, my Facebook feed, my Amazon, my Google, even my Walmart, the game I play before I go to bed at night, I've got ads for jeans following me everywhere
exactly.
I go.
Exactly. So it reads your inquiry and just feeds you nothing but that forever.
Yes, exactly. So when someone searches for pool services, your ads will get retargeted in front of them. What I really love about the retargeted ads, one, from a consumer standpoint, by the time they click on your ad to call you, they already feel like they know you and trust you because they've seen your ad enough times. You have that exposure. Yeah. Excuse me, I'm going to mute for 1 second.
Yep.
Oh, my apologies. I was fixing to sneeze and I didn't want to do it in your ear.
Oh, you're fine.
When they do click on your ad to call, they kind of feel like they know you and can trust you already. You're just like the natural choice. But for you as the advertiser, all those retargeted ads don't cost you anything. It's just free branding and free advertising. Plain and simple. I mean, all those ads following people all over the place, you're not paying for them. The only time it counts against your monthly ad block is when they do click to call you. And what we've found is when they do click to call, they've probably seen you already that magical 4 to 8 times that someone has to see your services before they buy. Yep, they get that through the retargets, and then they're a nice solid lead. And I think between the Facebook and possibly the Google Guaranteed are going to do you the most justice, given that you really do need to do a little bit of educating to get your name out there and that it's possible to do this. I mean, is this something that most pool owners know can be done?
Yeah.
So, was
that a question?
Yeah, in your experience, do most pool owners know that this can even be done? What you do, the resurfacing?
No, there's not a lot. Mostly it's been plastered forever and I'm just going to keep doing it.
Oh, wow. Okay. So yeah, let's talk about Facebook. So I'm going to throw that one at you first. The package that I've got put together for you actually includes the local map programming. So we would satisfy that portion. And you end up getting both for a better cost anyway. So let me get our pricing screen up for Texas. And then being that you're under 5 years in business, I've got an extra promotional code I can put on here for you today since the category is open. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. The Facebook ads are already included, so you'll never pay more than that. And when you're found in the map section on Google, we don't charge for clicks, leads, calls, jobs, however you want to label them. And those calls all go straight to you, and then you do business however you do business. Our job is getting the phone ringing, and you take it from there. So we also don't do contracts. We just don't believe in it. We believe our reward in continuing to work with you is doing our job in the first place. I hope that's okay for you.
Yeah.
That it's month to month.
It depends on the price.
Okay, perfect. So Retail for Texas is coming up at $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup. But with your new in business applied, that's actually going to bring that down to $3.49 a month. And it dropped your setup fee down to $99. So that includes every single month $100 in Facebook ad credits that we purchase on your behalf. And then we write those ads, run them, manage them. All you need to do is answer them. And that's month after month after month. We just keep doing that until you tell us you're too busy and you don't want us to do it anymore. But then, of course, it includes...
$450 a month?
$450
a month for this package?
No, $350.
You said $99 setup. Is that just
one time? Yep, that's a one-time. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then Google Guaranteed, I was taking a peek at that. Their lead fee, so the leads are exclusive to you. And if you get a call for something that's outside of your service area, something you don't do, things like that, the lead is considered invalid and you don't pay for it. So you don't have to worry like with the Google ads section, where every single click you pay for. This is different in that if it's not something you do, or if it's a competitor kicking your tires, you don't pay for those. So now they do have a monthly minimum spending budget on the Google Guaranteed portion. So your lead cost would be $50.67 each, and their minimum monthly for you would be $661. And that would net you about 13 good solid leads every single month. And if you'd like, you can increase from there if you want more business. If you're busy and you can't use all those leads, think of that 661 as a prepaid debit account, if you will. So let's say this month you only use 2 leads, so right around $100. Next month you'd only need to bring it back up to that 661. So in other words, you'd replace $100 basically. And then it just keeps rolling like that. So unless you use the entire 661, you don't have to replenish the entire 661. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And have you, now how does the Google Guaranteed sound for you? Is that something that sparks your interest at all?
I like the first option better, actually.
Okay. So Facebook. So let me take a look here.
Okay, so that was Facebook. I didn't quite catch that, but yeah.
Yeah, that includes Facebook. That's Facebook and the local map programming as well. All together.
And Google specifically is the $600, $50 a hit, or $50 a week.
So... yeah, that would be the Google Guaranteed program. And the reason it's called Guaranteed, go ahead. What was that, Bill?
Oh, I was just going to ask, what's the strongest out of the two? Like, what's the most consistent? What's the best bang for the buck? And who does the most business?
You know, both have been really good for our clients. I mean, better than anything else. I've actually been steering people away from the Google pay-per-click ads, because the Google Guaranteed is so much better. There are services out there, you've probably heard of some of them, Thumbtack, Angie's, Home Advisor, that are pay-per-lead services. The downfall is that those leads are shared out with 4 or 5 contractors in the area. So every time one customer comes through, 5 of you buy the lead. So
can
Google
I put you
Guaranteed,
on hold for a few seconds?
Absolutely.
I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on. Okay.
No problem.
about that. That was a job I needed to get a hold of. Are you still
there? Yes, I am, and that's good. I wouldn't have wanted to keep you from paying work. That definitely doesn't go with our goals. Good. Well, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sorry about that. Yeah, so you said
No worries.
Guarantee is the one you'd go to?
You know, both of them. I mean, they're both really, really good programs. Google Guaranteed is newer, and you know, it's got a lot of flexibility. I mean, we can zero it in where you want it. Now, the Google Guaranteed, let me run through so that there are a couple of prerequisites or requirements for Google Guaranteed. So one, if it's applicable, you'd need to be licensed. I don't know if So there are a couple of requirements, for the Google Guaranteed. If it's applicable, you'd have to be licensed.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm sure you're insured.
Okay, I am insured, but Texas, when you say license, right, that varies from state to state. So I am licensed with the state of Texas and the Treasury and all that crap.
Yeah, that's...
You know, I'm all... But as far as a specific license for doing this, Texas does not require it, therefore I'm not.
Perfect. Okay, and that's what I expected. Home inspections are the same way. Some states require it, some don't. As long as it's not required where you are, you're fine. They're not going to make you dig up something that doesn't exist. So that's good. And then any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Is that something that you'd be comfortable with?
Any face-to-face employees?
Yeah, so anybody that would be dealing directly with your customers.
So typically when we get called out, I would make the estimate and whatever, give them some numbers, and then the guys would just go to work. So,
okay.
I mean, they're at the residence and or pool, whatever, but usually not contact between anyone. So, I mean.
Gotcha. Okay.
Whatever. I'm sure they'd be up for it, but I just wanted to kind
and of. You bet. Well, and, you know, they don't worry about things like DUIs. They're looking for felonies, really bad stuff is what they're after.
Good.
So,
good guys.
Perfect. Perfect. So you definitely qualify. So the approval process for actually, you know what we should do? We should do this in two layers, but we can start it all now. So the Google Guaranteed program's got about a 4 to 8 week approval process. Just getting information to Google, getting it back to you, it takes a little bit of time. And we make all that happen. It's just there's time in between each step. I've seen it happen in as quickly as 2 weeks, but I wouldn't count on it. So your monthly minimum wouldn't be due until the approval process was all done. So let's say we'll just for sake of easy numbers say it, that's 8 weeks out. So that's two months. So there's... Yep, exactly. So you'd be ready to rock and roll at the first of the year, too. So there's a $250 one-time application fee that goes to Google that's non-refundable. And the only way it goes to waste is if you wouldn't pass, but we just went through the requirements. You'll be just fine. And then a one-time $99 setup fee. And then that's it on the Google Guaranteed until your approval process is done, and then your budget would go into effect. So now, in the meantime, I would suggest start on the local map programming on Facebook. Your local programming, so timeline there, within about the first 7 to 14 days, we have a detailed reporting dashboard that'll come online for you. So you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, what kind of device they were using. So part of the programming we do is, on a mobile device, as you may be aware, the search results are completely different than what comes up on a desktop. So part of our programming is making sure that you can be found on mobiles also, because so many people search from their mobiles anymore. So that programming is included. So you get all of the data on that. You can log in anytime and see that. So that reporting dashboard comes online in the first 2 weeks. We get all of your directories done in the first 2 weeks. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 of the most popular directories for your area. Get those all done, get you submitted there. So that's your website, contact information, everything they need. And also within those first 14 days, your Facebook ads will come online. And that's all happening while we're doing the programming on your Google business profile, getting that data over to Google so that they can get it back. And then you should appear in the map section for your services within about that first 30 to 45 days. And that might even happen a little bit sooner, too, since you've got your Google business profile up already. So if you're looking for serious growth this next year, I would do the layered effect. Let us get going on the local map and the Facebook portion. And at the same time, get the approval process started for Google Guaranteed so that it's online for you shortly after the first of the year. How's that
okay,
plan sound?
Put this all in a package, wrap a bow around it. What am I looking at for all the above mentioned?
You bet. Let me just do some quick calculations. So you only need to do, both technically have a $99 setup fee, but if we're going to do them at the same time, I can wipe one of those out. So it would be $349 for your first month for the Facebook and local programming. And then it would be $250 for the one-time application fee to Google. And then I just do $199 setup fee. I was okay to waive the second one. So you'd be $698 to start. And then nothing due on the local and the Facebook until next month. And it'd be the flat, we'll just call it $350. And then you wouldn't owe anything else on Google Guaranteed until your monthly minimum when the approval process is done about 2 months out.
And that's a $600 hit every month?
That'd be, if you use all of the leads on Google Guaranteed, that'd be the $661. But if you don't use all of them, then you don't take that big a hit. On the other hand,
Do I have to babysit it and say, oh, I've got five leads, two of them are legit. Do I need to call every 2 weeks or a week or whatever? Okay.
No, you can zip a message off to us as it happens and say, hey, guys, this lead's out of my service area, and we take care of it. You don't have to monkey with it at all.
And the Google leads is the 50-mile radius? Is that correct? 12 to 15 or 10 to 15 and then a 50-mile circle outside of that? Is that correct?
You got it.
Okay. All right.
Should we get you going?
And to be honest with you, I don't deal with the website. Like I said, Evan, he's the kid that did it. He's really good. This is all he does is websites and follow up with the SEOs and all that crap. He deals with this stuff all day, every day. And I don't want anything to do with it, to be honest. So, makes sense, but it doesn't really register. Like as far as the logistics of it and what, you know.
Sure.
So I guess what I'm trying to get at is let me bounce this off of him. And see what he thinks. Like I said, this is his baby, right?
So, gotcha. Well, and this would be something too. So we'd need you're okay as the business owner to get everything going. But what we can do is put him in as your preferred contact. So we only deal with him. That way you don't have to worry about it. We're just back and forth with him. We're happy to work with him.
Yeah. So he's already charging me $800 a month, which is decent for the amount of hits I'm getting, I guess. I mean, it's not a lot. And so you're looking at another, $1,300 bucks over and above?
For
what you've just said?
So monthly, if you did the minimum on Google Guaranteed and then plus the amount, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yep. So you'd be right around $1,000. For the two.
So, I got a $2,000 budget coming out every month for advertising /Google/Facebook/whatever.
Oh, well, gosh.
If I get the job, it works.
Yeah, exactly. I say we get you set up so you don't lose out on the local map programming. So we get tasked in the morning with filling a particular listing when it's open for programming. So today, pools opened, so we have a one-day window to fill it. And either it fills out or they close it, and then we lose all of our discounts. So everything goes back to retail. I don't want you to miss out, especially on that local. So
if I don't like it, can I cancel?
Oh yeah, everything is month to month. If we don't do our job or you don't like it, we don't expect you to stay. But I think you're gonna love it.
I'll do a trial. We'll see how it goes.
And, okay.
I'll base the decision off of that.
That sounds fair. So let me get in here quick, and I'm going to gather some information from you. So I am and will remain the lead on your account. So
I'm sorry, Eddie.
Oh no worries. My name is Gail.
Gail, that's right. Okay.
Gail. Yep. You got it. All right, and I got to send a quick message off here. I need my boss to waive that second setup fee. And there's not going to be a problem. I just need to tell him to do it. Let's see. And then I'll gather some information from you. Oh, and I know what I was going to say, too, is I'm always here. If you have questions or problems, let me know. If I can't handle it myself, I will get you to whoever can.
Cool. And then if you can, give me your direct line so I can deal with you and nobody else. That'd be good.
Definitely.
In fact, if you and Evan want to talk shop, that would even be better. Get me out of the loop.
You bet. So what I'll do is I'll go through and gather your info from you and get everything set up as far as billing. And then we do an onboarding call with all of our clients. So I will actually set that up with Evan, and then you're out of the loop. Then you at least know what we're up to, and let's see. Okay. And while I wait for him to do that, we'll go ahead and get started with info. All right. So is Bill short for William, I would assume?
No, it's Daniel Will.
Oh, it is. Okay. So Daniel Bill or Will?
Will.
W-I-L-L. W-I-L-L. So it's Daniel Will. But you go by Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on the credit card that you're going to use today, does Daniel and Will both appear?
I don't know. I got to grab it.
And then I think you lost me. Is Will your last name or middle?
Middle,
okay. And what's your last name?
McDougal, McDougald.
O-U-G-A-L-D. McDougald.
Yeah.
I like that. Sounds got to be either Irish or Scottish. Do you know which?
I'm actually more Irish than I am Scottish, but it's a Scottish name.
Ah, nice, nice. I come from a little bit of both, too. All right, and,
the name on the card is Daniel W. McDougal, is not filled out.
Gotcha. All right, perfect. And then I don't need the digits just yet. I'll ask you for it in a few minutes. What is your email address, please?
Bill@TexasOctopools.com. Oh, I'm sorry. No. Gmail.com.
At Gmail. So one more time then.
Bill@Texas is spelled out, and then Octopools@gmail.com.
So, okay. I'm going to read that back to you, make sure I got it right. @Gmail. So Bill and then the word at. Texas Octopools.
No, at not at. It's the symbol.
Okay. Oh. It can't have two at symbols. So it either have to be @Gmail or @Texas Octopools. I'm thinking it must be at Texas Octopools, right?
No, it's Bill. Now you got me thinking. Bill at Octopools. What the hell?
I mean, I'll try it, but I don't think it'll go through that way. But let me see. I think we're going to confuse Google. We don't want to break Google today, Ben.
Hold on.
Too funny. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to do... I'm going to do Bill at TexasOctopools.com. I'm going to see if you get it.
That's what it is. It's .com.
It was confused the Gale Day today.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all right. Are you hypoglycemic?
I'm getting hangry. Yeah, so I haven't.
Grab a Snickers.
I got some chili in front of me, so I'm going to start eating.
There you go. Well, you eat while we talk. I promise I don't mind.
Okay.
All right. And then, so I just sent one email to you, Bill. So the first one is information on the dashboard and analytics, just so you've got that. Yes. Wow. And I cannot believe you pronounced my last name right. That never happens.
That comes with my last name. Everybody butchers it, so I try to make a point of hitting people's names.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I get all kinds of things. Busk, Busk, you name it. I get it. And it's all right. I mean, but I do try to. I try not to butcher people's names because same reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I got another one from you, Google Facebook Marketing.
Perfect. So the second two emails, I've got one more, so there'll be a third. The two last emails are the exact price and package. So one is the Facebook and the local, and then the other is the Google Guaranteed. And I'm going to throw some text messages your way here, too. Business number, Bill, are you using 737-600-2903 for business? Okay, perfect. All right, grab that. I guess it's probably better if we save first.
Oh.
You got homemade chili, or have you got from us?
It's homemade.
Nice. Who made it?
Shredded beef and chili.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Hot sauce and chips.
Ooh,
okay, I just got
that
877. Is that you?
That's me. So put me in your phone. You can always reach me. I'm on the phone a lot, so if you get my voicemail ever, leave me a message. I will call you back. And then the second text is customer service. That's where you guys are going to reach your technician. And truly, your people will deal with my people more often than you and I, which is fine. But if, you know, let Evan know too, and I can let him know when we talk to him for the onboarding call. I'm always here if he has problems too. I'm just because he works for you, I'm not going to ignore him.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to kick off a couple things on my list. A couple of the back end things. Okay.
So, Gail, if I want, like the thing with the hot tubs on the hotels.
Yeah.
If I want you to focus on that, do I talk to you?
Usually you can just let your technician know, but I can relay it too if you'd rather talk to me.
Okay. And is this part of the plan of attack that we're looking at right now, or is it just general residential?
Yeah. Oh, no, I was definitely going to put commercial in there. You wanted in right away, right?
No, I'm asking you specifically about the hot tubs.
Yeah, I'm putting them in here. In fact, I just got to your service listing. I was just starting that. So I've got pool resurfacing. I'm going to say commercial hot tub resurfacing. Commercial pools also resurfacing. Residential. So I'm kind of fishing out keywords based on what you've told me so far. So if I miss anything or if you think of anything, just yell at
me. If somebody's looking online and they want to get their pool resurfaced, 9 times out of 10, they're going to think plaster. So if you can put fiberglass or, and there again, a lot of people don't know what it is, so they steer it away. So that scares them. So.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to put pool plaster and pool replastering. That way, you'll get the folks that are thinking they need to have it replastered. You can adjust their thinking, educate them on the resurfacing. How's that sound?
It sounds like I'll be busy on the phone all day because I don't really want to do that.
So oh, as far as, so you, okay.
I don't know what to say on that. Because,
you may need a secretary, Bill.
As soon as I say fiberglass, they shy away.
Okay. So even, so if they call you about plastering and you say you don't do plastering, we do fiberglass resurfacing, they're out, they bail on you?
A lot of times, yeah. So that's where
okay.
I say education. They have to be
okay.
educated at the
So you probably don't want pool replastering in there then?
No.
Okay, all right, we'll take that out. Backspace is easy enough. And then, let's see. All right, any other keywords that you can think of that people might search for you by? And I'm doing commercial and residential on each of the keywords.
Commercial hot tub, resurfacing
mm-hmm.
instead of plaster, I don't know if it's...
Yep, got that. I'm going to specifically say hotel, too.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And if you think of any other keywords that we can use, you know, let me know. Or Evan can let us know, too, if he thinks of any. He may know some or think of some that we're not thinking of. Okay. And then for the onboarding call, maybe what we'll do is when you and I finish up, I'll talk to Evan and get that call scheduled. Normally, I would put it on the owner's schedule, but since you want Evan to handle it, unless you know his schedule, that you can say, yeah, we can make it at that time.
No, I don't. I don't know his schedule.
Okay. No problem. So we'll come back to that. Okay. I'm just going to grab your website address for them. So what I'm trying to do right now is gather everything that our tech is going to need to make life easier on you guys. Okay. I'm going to send another text your way. This one you may just want to send on to Evan. It's information on how the call tracking works. And usually it's left with the owner, so I'm going to send it to you, but feel free to forward it on to him if you don't want to bother with it. It's no problem. And then optional item for you is already included in the price, our Splash app. It's an app that you download from the Play Store. The app itself has its own unique phone number. So you can keep your business and personal separate, but on the same phone. So the unique number for the app is going to be local to you. So if you wanted to send or receive a business call, you'd just pop into the app, make the call. And the calls are all recorded and logged for you. You can go back anytime. Let's say you're in the middle of something, like right now you're having lunch, and a customer calls in, you need to take your info down, but you don't want to stop, or your hands are full of something. You can go through the conversation, get all the particulars, not have to write it down, go back later, listen to the recording, check out the things that you need. And you can also, so any employees that you have, they can download the app too, and their app on their phone would have another unique number, and we do unlimited numbers. So it's a good way to, let's, you hire Joe Dirt employee, and he, you've got the app on his phone, he's got his own number, he's on your system, and you have to fire Joe for whatever reason. All you have to do is let us know as soon as you let him go or when you're going to let him go, and we'll cut his line off so it would cut off any contact he might have had with clients or vendors, anybody else you don't want him to have access to. Is that something you'd be yep. interested in?
Gotcha.
Was that a, that was a yes? No, sir. It's included.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to put you for a yes on that, and then I'm going to send you another text. This one is a link. I titled it Splash App Application. It's coming to the tail end of beta phase. So being that it's with our programmers right now and not with customer service, they're asking if you'd fill out an application just for the programmers. They're not on the same system as we are. So they don't see any of this stuff. But this way with that app, then they can. And they can find you. Okay. And then is it easier for us to contact you by phone, text, or email?
Text, I suppose.
Okay. Well,
actually, phone. Phone is best.
Okay. You got it. And then hours of operation, Bill.
Monday, Friday, 9 to 5.
Got it. Good hours. And then, let's see. Okay, I want to set up a security question and answer. So once we start getting you more exposure, you may get phone calls from Yelp, MapQuest, all of them telling you you need a subscription to their service in order for your website to blah, 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 whatever. Couple of things for you to know. We don't ever call you asking you for more money, so it's not us. But you're free to accept or decline their offers. Whichever way you choose is not going to affect the work we do one way or the other, positively or negatively. And because there are so many fake companies and so many scammers out there, we set up a security challenge question and answer system. So if you're ever in doubt, or even if somebody called and said they were from Local Splash, honestly, I would ask the challenge question. And if they can't answer it, then you know it's not us. And if it is us, we're not going to be offended that you asked because we're the ones trying to keep you safe. So our options for the challenge question are mother's maiden, city you were born in, or first pet's name.
Last question again, what? With what?
First pet's name.
Oh.
Which one would you rather?
Mother's maiden.
Okay. And what is that, please?
Wagnon, W-A-G-N-O-N, Wagnon.
S-W-A-G-N-O-N? Wow, that's a unique name.
No.
Oh, did I get it wrong?
N-O-N.
Oh, no S in front of it, sorry. Wagnon, got it. Thank you. That would have been bad if you couldn't have gotten in because I mistyped your mom's last name. There we go. All right. Got that updated. Everything's looking good there. All right, Bill. Does the company name appear on this credit card that you're using today or just your name?
Say again, please.
Does your name, or I'm sorry, does the company name appear on the credit card you're using or just your name?
Both.
Okay. Got it. And actually,
tell me again the amount.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Tell me again the amount that's going to be charged.
Yep, it'll be $698. And I just realized I need to finish filling in over here. So it's Octopools. Is there Anchor LLC behind it at all?
LLC.
LLC. It just occurred to me I didn't grab your address or anything. See, is that 6168 Turnersville Road?
Yep.
Perfect. And is that where the credit card billing goes as well?
I believe so. I'm not sure, honestly.
Okay. And that's Creedmoor, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. There we are. Got that updated right. Okay. Company name appears. Well, the silly thing didn't pull your address, so I'm going to copy it over. Okay, I'm also skimming through here checking for typos. I don't want any. I don't like them. Okay. Good. Master, Visa, MX, or Discover, Bill?